Moses throws, win by fall in the semifinals. He's back in the state championship.
Left side, Davis will pop it to the corner. Davis with skill. Huron at match point.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJZ are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
McNeil back in now. First and 10, wants the pass. Looking. Throws deep. He's got a man wide open. Lion Dicker. Touchdown. He took a shot and caught it. Huron's got 4 seconds to work with. Hilton Hines weaves through traffic. Shot. Buzzer.
Dakota Sports KIJV. 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Long rebound out. Elwine has it with 5:04 to go. And he'll dunk it to end it.
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by these first team sports backers.
The Huron Tigers are brought to you by Ryan Singer Restaurant at the Crossroads in downtown Huron. Brian Davidson, State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. The South Dakota Attorney General Office. Huron Regional Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Gary Zell Auto Glass. Glass and windshield repair and replacement. Sungold Sports. Center Plaza, downtown Huron. Huron Eye Clinic, serving all your eye care needs. And Olympic Motors, sales and service in Huron. The Tigers are also brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron. Real Estate Connection, helping you every step of the way. Farmers Union Insurance of Huron, Blaine Anderson. Dakota Land Feeds, providing animal feed directly to our farmers and producers. Elwine Brothers Distributing. TV Sports, of course, downtown Huron. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron. And Slumberland Furniture of Huron. The Tigers are also brought to you by Godfather's Pizza, chicken and pizza buffets 7 days a week. Adams Quick Lube on Dakota Avenue North, instant oil changes. Carr Chiropractic Clinic, full service, natural wellness care. ProClean Plus, cleaning and janitorial supplies. Huron Community Campus, home of $40 credits. Vision Care Associates, where the health of your eyes come first. Dairy Queen in Huron, what's your favorite blizzard? And the Norby Center for Recreation.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year, and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Good evening. Volleyball mode tonight. Huron Tigers, Harrisburg Tigers, Tiger Volleyball Bowl tonight. As we're in Harrisburg for this matchup, a tough task for our Huron Tigers tonight. Harrisburg, two-time defending champion. They're ranked number one, undefeated, although it is close to the beginning of the season, but a two-time defending champion with just about their entire team back from last year. They have Division I caliber athletes all over. A couple have already signed to made their choice to where they're going to play. But bottom line is, it is a loaded team, so Huron Tigers just have to come in, go after them, do what they do best, see if they can find some cracks in Harrisburg's game and be a tough matchup. But Tigers are up to the deal here tonight against Harrisburg. Renette Costain, head coach of Harrisburg, earlier last week she had her 500th career win in volleyball, and all have come at Harrisburg High School. She's in her 29th year as head coach. Josh Lean, of course, head coach of our Tigers. Talk to both coaches. That's coming up next. We'll take this Huron Community Campus timeout on Dakota Sports.
We with Brian J. Davidson Insurance Agency in Huron. You changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck, duck, goose, because you do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Brian Davidson will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call today, because like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a Dilly Bar, Hot Fudge Sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
You
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Continue our pregame here from Harrisburg tonight. Top ranked, two-time defending champion Harrisburg Tigers hosting our Huron Tigers. Renette Costain back as head coach of the Harrisburg Tigers and undefeated here in the young season here. And coach, the expectations are there for this team, but obviously it's still early if the girls have answered the bell.
Yeah, we're just trying to focus on being the best team we can be. We can't get caught up in all the noise because then that brings pressure. We just need to play volleyball.
You know, you got Division I athletes, Division I prospects all over the court, and one of them, I know, just still a junior, another one still a freshman, but still, I think you mentioned, you know, you actually dropped a set Tuesday to go to Valley, and you said in many ways that was good for us.
I think it was really good for us because just reality, everything undefeated, just it just mounts and it gathers, and they took us out of system, and we did not respond for the first time in a long time. Get it out of your system now, and now move forward and learn from it.
Now, I mentioned a couple of the girls, but basically, it looks like you got a good foundation back from last year. I see a lot of names I recognize.
Yeah, we have almost everybody back, and we've gathered up a couple of really talented incoming freshmen and an eighth grader.
Well, talk about your attack, and I guess you can use that height in different ways.
Yeah, the biggest thing I think for us is that we can hit from every position. Gabby, just use Gabby since everybody knows who Gabby is. Yeah. She can hit an outside, she can hit a middle, she can hit a right, and I've got probably eight girls that can do that.
You know, and now Huron comes in. You know, they've had a few struggles, but they are 4-4. But, you know, the one thing every AA coach says when they face Huron, Huron's just a different look because nobody else in AA looks like the Black and Orange Tigers.
Yeah, you guys just always defend. You just play a lot of defense. I watched you guys play Yankton the other night to gather film. So I kind of know what we're expecting, what kind of ball game we're going to see. And we just got to not get caught up in what they're doing on their end of the net and take care of ours.
And wrap it up with this. I mentioned earlier, you know, there are expectations, but I think this looks like this bunch is savvy enough, mature enough, but still it's a long season. A lot of things can happen. You just want to keep improving.
We're just going game by game, and we talk to the kids about being the best player they can be. You mentioned that we have a lot of kids that are going to go on to play college. They can't live. They got to just live in the moment and not worry about what's going to happen later. Those are things they cannot control. They can control where we're at right now.
Renette Costain, head coach of Harrisburg. You're on Community Campus Timeout on Dakota Sports.
Up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree, Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
The Huron Tigers are a charter member of the Eastern South Dakota Conference, or the ESD. Other charter members still in the conference, Brookings, Aberdeen, Mitchell, Watertown, and Yankton. Pierre joined the conference in 1966, Random Valley in 1990, Harrisburg in 2013. Other schools that have been members over the years of the ESD, Sioux Falls, Washington, Redfield, Madison, and Vermilion.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
The Tiger Coach Interview is brought to you by The Scoreboard, downtown Huron. Enjoy fantastic burgers and basket meals, plus their many big screen TVs. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Continue our pregame here, getting set for Huron-Harrisburg volleyball as we talk to Huron Tiger head coach Josh Lane. And our Tiger coach is brought to you by the Scoreboard on 3rd Street, downtown Huron. And Huron coming off a hard-fought five-set win over Yankton on Monday. And coach, one of those where it's kind of a survival thing. Luckily, we were able to pull out that four set and then just got on a roll serving with Allie Davis in the fifth set, and that took us on
on to the win.
It did take us on to the win. You know, at any point during homecoming, you just hope you can get one, right? Because the girls are focused on several things. We had coronation afterwards, and I asked them to give us just another hour of focus on Yankton across the net. And I think, you know, late in that fourth set, we survived it. And then one set five, it's not exactly how we felt like the scouting report was going to get drawn up. But sometimes you end up in a match that you gotta just grit your teeth and get through. And I thought the girls did a good job of definitely doing that on Monday.
You know, and there were different girls stepped up. Samantha Meg Moradeth had a really good fourth set when, you know, probably one of our most experienced hitters, and we needed her then because we were up against the wall. She answered, and like I said, Allie Davis then, I think it was 8 points served in a row in the fifth set that really put us in position to win it.
Yeah, so, you know, if we want to just start talking about Sam, she did what senior hitters do, right? She found a moment that was going to work for her, and she just kind of carried us through that fourth set. Really provided that spark plug that she's capable of providing, just like every kid. We don't get it, you know, we don't get it every match, but she really stepped up and played hard, and that's good. Hope to see that a little bit again today, and if we're going to be competitive tonight and give Harrisburg a run for their money, it's definitely going to be because kids like Sam and Chloe and Aurora, we play fast, and Jensie's just going to keep making those plays. Allie from the service line in set five was brilliant. Allie's one of those kids, she serves hard and is high risk, high reward, and when she's on, it's really hard for teams to serve receivers. So hoping that we get a little bit of that tonight too. Keep Harrisburg's options limited from an offensive perspective, and at least gives us a chance to put defense in front of their hitters.
In Harrisburg, about as big a challenge as you're going to get. There's college players all over the court, Division I players. Gabby Zachariasen, everybody knows about her. She's still just a junior yet, so they have weapons from every direction.
Yeah, and they do, you know, but here's the thing. They hit all of the same shots everybody else does, and if we're going to try to get our hands up in front of them, and we've got, you know, the coaching staff this week has really kind of worked on some lineup opportunities that might give us a chance to get our hands in front of some of those big kids, and we're going to plant our best defensive players right in the line of fire and see if we can't, you know, give ourselves another chance. That's what we've talked about this week in defense. Get your platform under the ball and just keep it in the air and give us another chance to win that point. And so we feel like we understand where the spray chart's going to be and where they're going to try to score against us. But, I mean, knowing that is one thing. You know, as everybody else this year has tried, playing that is a whole another thing, right? So we're gonna do what we can to give ourselves that opportunity, and it's gonna take some pretty significant effort out of Allie and Addy. Our two outside hitters are gonna have to not just play defense, but they're just gonna have to fire back at them as much as we can, because we're gonna have to play volleyballs that aren't in system today, because Harrisburg's gonna get us out of system. So when we can use our big hitters, we will. When we can't, we need Allie and Addy to play big, and just looking for an opportunity to kind of shine in some bright lights today.
Josh Lean, head coach of the Tigers. Again, our Tiger coach is brought to you by the Scoreboard on 3rd Street, downtown Huron. We'll take this Huron Community Campus timeout on Dakota Sports.
Lean and the entire crew of the Scoreboard invite you to come in for lunch or dinner. Stop in at the Scoreboard, located at 56 3rd Street Southeast in Huron. Featuring a full menu, and check out their website at scoreboardhuron.com. Whether it's college football or the NFL, you can watch all the exciting action on one of their many big-screen TVs. Scoreboard also has a sideline baker room for your next event. Call 352-7580. Have a good time with old friends at the Scoreboard Bar and Grill. Now, go get them, Tigers.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
The Huron Tigers Scoreboard Update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
At Olympic Chevrolet in Huron, count on an experienced staff. Count on a knowledgeable staff. At Olympic Chevrolet, count on a helpful and friendly staff. So whether you're in the market for a brand new vehicle or a used, dependable vehicle, count on the staff at Olympic Chevrolet to help you get the vehicle that best fits your needs. Olympic Chevrolet. Call us at 605-352-6411. See them at 504 4th Street Northeast in Huron or go online at olympicgmc.com. Drive off the lot today with the vehicle that you've been dreaming about from Olympic Chevrolet.
You just got a quote from a company and are now being billed for not choosing them. Many contracts have what's referred to as a contingency agreement. These typically state that if you don't go with them, you, after insurance has approved the repair work, will be charged a percentage of the job they quoted. Ask up front if they charge to provide an estimate. Never sign anything that you haven't fully read or understand. If you have any questions, reach out to the South Dakota Office of Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division at 800-300-1986.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Madeline Grace, I'm number one. I'm a senior, and I play defensive specialist. Reagan Bischoff, number two, freshman center. I'm Ashlyn Grace, I'm number three. I'm a senior, and I play defensive specialist. Jesse Gergen, junior, number four, center. Sammy Mortis, five, senior, middle. Alexis Sigeldorf, right side, seven, senior. Chloe Carr, six, middle hitter, junior. Hilton Hines, number nine, junior, libero. Paige Sharon, 10, senior, and outside hitter. Kimnan Fuchs, number 11, sophomore, outside hitter. Kyla Pesky, number 12, junior, right side. Maddie Jurgens, 15, DS, senior. Aurora Dreyer, 16, senior, right side hitter. Addie Knight, 17, outside hitter, sophomore. Allie Davis, number 18, outside hitter, junior. Haley Rogers, number 19, DS, junior. Kirsten DeGeese, number 20, DS, senior. Taryn Kess, number 21, DS.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And again, good evening. Getting set for volleyball tonight. Top-ranked Harrisburg hosting our Huron Tigers. Let's give you the rundown of the starters for both teams. Harrisburg, 6-0 on the season. Lindsay Langner is a 5'7 junior defensive specialist. Gabby Zachariasen, 6-foot junior outside. Kaya Keegan, a 6'4 junior right side and middle. Bergen Stiff is a 5'11 sophomore middle. Jocelyn Samuels, a 6-foot freshman center. Carolyn Leach is a 5'9 senior middle and right side. Kennedy Kokenge, a 5'8 sophomore outside. Julia Maslink is a 6-foot outside right side 8th grader. Maggie Meister is the libero, 5'7 senior. Renette Costain, head coach of Harrisburg, as I mentioned at the beginning. 501 career wins in volleyball, and every one of them have been here at Harrisburg. Huron Tigers record of 4-4 on the season. Girls we expect on the floor tonight, Jensi Gergen, a 5'8 junior setter. Samantha Magmoradeth, 5'7 senior middle. Chloe Carr, 6-foot junior middle. Hilton Hines, 5'8 junior libero. Maddie Jurgens, a 5'1 senior defensive specialist. Aurora Dreyer, 5'10 senior right side. Addison Knight, 5'8 sophomore outside. Allie Davis, 5'7 junior outside. And Haley Rogers, 5'5 junior serving specialist. Kirsten DeGeese, 5'3 senior defensive specialist. Josh Lean is the head coach of the Huron Tigers. Getting started right on time tonight. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. JV, Harrisburg swept Huron 25-7-16. Sophomore, Harrisburg the sweep 25-8-17. That is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Huron wearing the white tops tonight, black numbers and letters, and black trim. I don't think there's any orange on there, although Hilton Hines is wearing the orange top tonight for libero. Harrisburg wearing the maroon tops. Burgundy, maroon, I'll call it, with gold numbers and letters and trim. Officials for our game are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division, the R1 tonight. Julie Ortman, the R2, is my cousin Nick Huntemer. They are the law on the court. They're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Ready to go, Harrisburg, the opening serve. Back row played by Davis, bumped by Gergen, going to be free-balled by Dreyer. Here's the set. Right side hit to the corner, drops in, kill for Leach, and a 1-0 lead for Harrisburg. Serving for Harrisburg is Kokenge. And most of the roster back from last year's state championship for Harrisburg. Sent right side hit. Knight was tipped. Now here's the ascent, the hit. Big time whap up the middle. Again, that's Carolyn Leach with the kill, and Harrisburg off to a quick 2-0 lead. On the serve again is Kokenge. To the corner, handled by Knight. Set up the middle and off target there between Gergen and Dreyer. Air makes it 3-0. Harrisburg, 7 o'clock, KIJV, AM-FM Huron. Kokenge with the serve. Back row handled by Knight, bumped by Gergen. Here's the hit by Dreyer, back row, dug out. Here comes Zachariasen. Tigers got a block on it. Keep it alive. Hit back by Knight. Digging the back row, Meister. Here comes Zachariasen again. That eats up Gergen in the back row. That'll be a kill for Gabby Zachariasen, the University of South Dakota commit. 4-0 Harrisburg to open up the match. Kokenge again tees it up. And, oh, that time no communication. Knight and Hines watched it fall right between each other. 5-0 Harrisburg here on looking flat. You can't do that against a quality opponent like Harrisburg. High-quality opponent. Back row, Hines handles that one. Quick set by Gergen. Nice play over there by Langner. Hit up the middle. Dug out by Hines. Bump ahead. Left side going to be free-balled by Knight. Set by Samuels, they hit Zachariasen, partially blocked, but Gergen couldn't dig it out. Zachariasen with the kill, and it's 6-0 Harrisburg, and Huron can use an early timeout. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Bumps, bruises, and breaks happen. Lean on Huron Regional Medical Center Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Orthopedic surgeons Dr. Kevin Over and Dr. Todd Anderson, along with the pro rehab physical therapy teams, are here to get you back in your game. Schedule an appointment at HuronRegional.org, because when it comes to your health, the right care is right here. Best of luck to our area athletes from Huron Regional Medical Center.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Here on Community Campus Timeout, Community Campus offers in-person classes, $40 per credit hour. That's at Huron Community Campus. Quick timeout by Huron as Harrisburg has just rolled it out here. 6-0 lead to start the match. Serve to the corner, played by Davis, set. Going to be a two-hand tip by Knight. Set up the middle. No, backline attack, and that's going to go long. Hitting air set up in the back row for Harrisburg. Kokenge, and here on the board, 6-1. Serving now is Addie Knight for the Tigers. Up here on, they're both Tigers. Quick set and just dunked down by the freshman setter, Jocelyn Samuels. Just flicked the wrist as the pass came right about at the top of the tape, and she just flicked her wrist down and spiked it, basically. 7-1, Harrisburg. Serve received, Davis, set, and Huron can't save it, and Huron just has been not clicking at all offensively. Again, off target on the set. Nobody else could clean it up. 8-1, Harrisburg. Harrisburg serves, serve received, Davis. Set up the middle, make more death to the corner and just miss. Very close call, went against Huron though. It's 9-1 Harrisburg. Make more death had the right idea, just missed by a couple of inches to the court or to the side nearest me. Serve received Knight. Back set, Dreyer off that right pin goes long. It's 10-1 Harrisburg. And Huron just, a lot of time they got it set up, but just, I just don't think we're really playing with confidence there at the net, knowing what's across the way. Just got to go out and play volleyball. Off the top of the net, that'll ricochet, hit three Huron girls, an ace, and it's 11-1 Harrisburg. And that will be the ace there for Leach. Harrisburg with all the momentum. Back row played by Hines. Bumped ahead. Here's the hit off the left side by Davis. Nice dig in the back row. Here's the tip up the middle. Campfire shot for Harrisburg. 12-1. First, a nice dig. Davis had a good hit on there, but Harrisburg able to play it, give that kill to Kokinge. And it is 12-1 Harrisburg in set one. Serve received, Davis. Gergen will back set and put it over her shoulder. Nicely played by Gergen. She did the quick set with her back to the net and just hit it over her head and got it inside the line. First kill for Huron. 12-2 Harrisburg. Serving specialist for Huron, Haley Rogers, to deliver the ball. Back row goes long. Meister let it go over her shoulder. Service error Huron. 13-2 Harrisburg in set one. Huron gets Hines back into the back row. That was the rotation where she sits out. And serving for Harrisburg is Samuels. Back row Davis set. Here's Chloe Carr in. Has her hit blocked. Saved. Nope, can't get it over. Double block there by Harrisburg. Didn't see who that was. See if they put anything up on the scoreboard. That'd be a combination of Zachariasen and maybe Keegan. Serve received back row Davis. Back set. Dreyer with the hit, right side, dug out, back row, Harrisburg, back set, right side, down the line, nice dig by Knight, set ahead, the hit by Davis, cross court, Zachariasen handles it from the middle, the tip, into the campfire, give the kill to Stiff, her first kill, 15-2 Harrisburg. Samuels again with the serve, received, back row, Hines, bumped by Gergen. And Davis punches it through the block and out. Davis will get the kill, and it's 15-3. Challenged the double block and just split it, and the block went off to the right side. Kill for Davis. Maddie Juergens to serve for Huron. Sails it back row. Harrisburg on serve, receives, set. Here's the hit. Zachariasen drills it to the corner. They had the fake in the middle of the set, and then Zachariasen just cranked on it. 16-3 Harrisburg. Zachariasen, three kills. Zachariasen will step back and serve now. Tosses it high in the air. Hits back row Hines. Bumped by Gergen on the left side. They hit Davis. Blocked back by Harrisburg. Gergen saves it. Free balled by Hines. Harrisburg can set it up. Samuels with the set, the hit. Boy, again, I was right in line with that. Kaya Keegan just saw the open spot there going from right to left. Diagonally, 17-3 Harrisburg. Zachariasen again with the serve. Back row, Hines. Overpass, and Harrisburg, when we had a net call on Gergen, it was an overpass. Gergen was having trouble deciding if that was, if she was going to be able to have to go make a play on it or not. She ended up hitting the net. 18-3 Harrisburg. We're in set one, and obviously Harrisburg dominating. Zachariasen on the serve. Drills it back row. Hines overpass. Harrisburg can set it up. Backline attack, Zachariasen. Nice dig by Knight. Hung in there. Set it across Davis. Left side blocked at the net, and Carr can't make the play off the net. Block kill for Harrisburg. I'm going to give that one to Stiff. 19-3 Harrisburg. Zachariasen again tees up the serve. Tosses it high in the air and hits it into the net. Service error. Huron gets one back. It's 19-4 Harrisburg. First service error on Harrisburg. Allie Davis back to serve for Huron. Sends it short. Zachariasen handles it. Set to the left. The big hit. Nice dig by Hines. Set it across. Dan Knight gets it through the block, but Harrisburg controls. Meister. And just going to be free balled across by Zachariasen. Huron gets control. Knight with the hit. Through the block and shanked off to the side. Addie Knight attacks. Boy, when get in position, you can make them make mistakes. 19-5 Harrisburg. In set one. Davis sends it long. Meister did the limbo again. And Harrisburg up by 15 here in set one. Second service error on Huron. And now Meister serving, Maggie Meister. Back row, Hines. Gergen will set. Here comes Carr, right side. Pops it back row. Zachariasen digs it out. Left side at Harrisburg. Tigers got a block, but couldn't clean it up from behind. Kill for Maslink. Julia, the eighth grader, her first kill. 21-5, Harrisburg. Meister with the serve. She's the third Meister that has played here since I started covering Harrisburg volleyball. The other two are playing college at South Dakota State and Northern. Left side, here comes Knight again. Sends it long. Thinking too much about the block there. Hitting air, 22-5, Harrisburg in set one. Meister prepares to serve. Coach Lean, some advice to Addie Knight. Serve received. Davis goes down to get it. Quick set across Gergen. Returned by Harrisburg. I believe that was Samuels. Harrisburg can set it up here. Samuels will set from the middle up. And, oh, my goodness. Leach just hung in the air and hit it straight down. Nothing much Allie Davis could do on that. 23-5, Harrisburg, 2 points away from a set one win. Meister with the serve. Back row, Davis goes down to get it. Set tonight. Her hit to the corner goes wide left. Again, thinking too much about the block. Just hit towards it or hit the high hands, as they like to say. But a hitting error puts Harrisburg at set point, 24-5. Meister, back row, shanked, and that'll be an ace. And 25-5, Harrisburg takes set one. One set to none lead here for Harrisburg. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout of 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Essington provides USDA certified organic, SCI regenerative certified, and conventional crop production, balancing biology with fertility. They offer a full line of organic and conventional products for plant nutrition, plant health, and soil biology to help local producers, including amino protein products to stimulate biology and plant hormones, amino chelated micronutrients, compost extracts derived from local sources, and kelp products. Rocking Sea Acres is proud to support Huron and area high school sports.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Godfather's Pizza of Huron offers dine-in, carry-out, or fast delivery every day of the week. For delivery or carry-out, give them a call at 352-6925. Not sure what to order from their delicious menu? Then dine in and try their famous Godfather's Buffet, featuring a variety of pizza slices, tasty chicken, and many salads and desserts to choose from. They're locally owned, so stop in and say hi to Derek and the rest of the pizza crew. They're located at 195 21st Street in Huron. Godfather's Pizza. Give them a call, 352-6925.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Time out from Huron Community Campus. They offer a quality education at an exceptional value, a good way to start your college education at Huron Community Campus. Well, all Harrisburg, and again, they're ranked number one, two-time defending champion for a reason. They're a loaded squad. They showed it in that first set, 25-5. Harrisburg wins that first set on your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. See if Huron can come up with some answers here in set two. A couple times we got it set up and found some openings. Jency Gergen had a nice quick set for a kill, but she zapped a couple of them, and still just looks like some of our hits were still worried about the block instead of let's just punch it through and make the play. So see if we can come out with a little more confidence here to start the second set. Getting the lineup checks, and we'll be underway with set number two. Football tomorrow night, of course, homecoming tomorrow in Huron. Parade at 2 o'clock, tailgate. Music parents at 5:30 at the stadium. 7 o'clock kickoff here on Sturgis for the homecoming football game tomorrow night. Of course, football here on Tiger. Hilton Hines will get the second set underway with the serve. Meister reaches down to get it, bumped by Samuels. Left side hit, cross court, nice dig, Davis. Quick set by Gergen, Meister was ready, Samuel sets. Backline attack, Zachariasen, nice dig by Hines. Set over tonight, she's just going to have to two-hand tip it, swatted back by Harrisburg. And Huron couldn't get the ball in the right position. It ends up being a passing error, and Harrisburg a 1-0 lead here to open set number two. And Kennedy Kokenju led off the match with the service, serving here on Harrisburg. Same rotation. Shanked in the back row by Jurgens. That'll be an ace for Kokenj, 2-0. Kokenj with her second ace of the match. And serves again right below me. To the corner, serve received Jurgens. Set in the middle, Meng Moradeth, her hit blocked. Dug out, and a nice play by Gergen, and she gets it behind the Harrisburg defense. I think Harrisburg got taken by surprise. They tipped it back, and then on the second hit, Gergen just went cross court right to left, and Harrisburg could not make a play on it. 2-1 lead, Harrisburg, second kill for Gergen. Serve received, Meister, back set, right side hit off the top of the net. Davis stays with it. Pass ahead, going to be hit across by Knight, pumped up in the air. Samuel sets backline attack, and too long on the hit was Kokenj, and Huron has it tied at two early on. Gergen serving for the Huron Tigers in set number two. Floats a short one, and sprawling, that'll be an ace. She took something off it. Langner, just watch it die. She got a hand under it but could not control it, and Huron as their first lead of the evening, 3-2 with Jency Gergen getting the ace. Back row, Meister. Here's the set, Samuels. Back set, right side hit down the line, wide right as Leach misses. Couple of hitting errors by Harrisburg. Couple of nice plays by Huron, 4-2. Huron with the lead here in set two. Gergen serving, trying to keep the Huron momentum going. Pops a short one. This time, Langner was ready. And quick set into the net, just probably trying to get a little too tricky that time with Samuels. She tried to, with her back to the net, tried to flick it with her left hand and put it right into the net. And Huron up 5-2 in set two. Gergen serves back row, played by Langner. Set to the left. Here's the crank, and Zachariasen hits it out. And Harrisburg just struggling some with their hitting right now, making some mistakes. Huron already more points here in the second set at 6-2. They had the entire first set and riding a little momentum. Gergen pops a short one, this time handled by Harrisburg. Set to the left, tipped by Zachariasen. Nice dig. Huron chasing, third hit. Dreyer, a nice save. Gets it across. Set in the middle, and a back over-the-shoulder tip by Zachariasen, and Harrisburg just almost like they're trying to be a little too fancy with what they're doing. It was a set to Zachariasen, then she just tried to flick it over her left shoulder and put it into the net. 7-2 here on to start set two. Zachariasen serve receive, bump back to her. She'll tip and right in the campfire. 7-3 breaks a nice run by Huron. As that was a 6-0 run by Huron. Give the kill, though, to Zachariasen, her fourth of the night, first in this set. And serving is Kara Leach. Back row, serve, receive, Hines, bumped ahead by Gergen. Dreyer will just have to free ball it. And then some indecision. Zachariasen and Legner couldn't decide who needed to make the play on that, and Dreyer's going to get a freebie kill as Harrisburg couldn't make the play on what was essentially a free ball. That'll be kill number one for Aurora Dreyer. Pop the serve, back row, too long. Knight misses long. Service error here on, it's 8-4. Here on Tigers with the lead. Be the third service error on Huron. First of this set. Jocelyn Samuels, the freshman setter, serving to the corner, Davis. Gergen will set back to Alley. Davis with the hit over the double block. Dug out, though, from the middle. The hit to the corner dropped in by Stiff. Her third kill. And Harrisburg pulls within 8-5 in set two. Samuels serving for the Harrisburg Tigers. Serve, receive, Knight. Gergen will set from the net. Here's Dreyer, kind of tipped it over her head. Handled a backline attack. Harrisburg and finds the open back row. Kokenge with her second kill on the back row attack. And Harrisburg cuts the gap to 8-6. 3-0 run by Harrisburg. Huron did have a lead of 8-3. Now it's 8-6, and Samuels serving from the back row. And Hines hit it off the basket support, but they do get it across. Back set, right side hit, cross court. Hines with the dig. Set for Dreyer. She'll tip it up the middle. Harrisburg stays with it. Meister, third hit, will be free balled by Zachariasen. Bump ahead, Davis off the right side, block back off the net, third hit. Huron will get it across, dumped over by Knight, set in the middle and back to the corner, and finding the open spot is Stiff again. Both squads made some nice plays on their side of the net, but Harrisburg gets the point, 8-7, and Huron will use a timeout. 8-7, Huron leading, but Harrisburg on a 5-0 run. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
Body changes, their eyesight does too, especially in the teen years. Don't let your child fall behind in front of the smart board or the scoreboard because their vision can't keep up. According to a recent survey, 84% of parents in the United States wait until their child complains of vision issues before scheduling an eye exam. Many common vision problems can be corrected when caught in early childhood, so don't delay, give Dr. Forish a call today. See the best.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Here on Community Campus Timeout, they offer courses through Northern State University. Get an inexpensive start to your college education at Huron Community Campus. Harrisburg's crept within one, 8-7 here in set two. Harrisburg up one set to none. Huron using a timeout. And Samuel serving off the timeout. Serve, receive, Knight. Set in the middle, make more death through the block. Dug out by Samuels, bumped ahead by Meister. Zachariasen goes up. Nice dig back row, Knight. Harrisburg on the attack again. Tip into the net, blocked. Huron gets control, pass ahead. Davis left side to the corner. Oh, nice reflex there by Kokenge. Here's Zachariasen again and sends it too long. Boy, Huron's found a something that works here in that just keep the ball alive. And force Harrisburg to make some mistakes at work there. 9-7 Huron. Huron just kept the ball alive. Haley Rogers, serving specialist on now for Huron. This will be the rotation without Hilton Hines on the floor for the Tigers. Back row, serve, receive, Kokenge. Back set, right side, the tip by Stiff. Somebody in the net, looks like it was Huron. So net call on Huron, and 9-8. Huron's lead cut to one. And Zachariasen will serve for Harrisburg. And coming into the front row is Julia Maslink. Huron on serve receive. Handled by Knight. Overpass going to be dumped straight down by Maslink, who just came in. Her second kill. Those are the errors you can't make. We're tied at 9. Had the serve received, but just put it over the net, and that just gave a free hit to Maslink, and she dropped it down, tied at 9. Served by Zachariasen. Gergen with the set. Carr with the tip. Had the right idea, but hit it wide right. Meister went over there to make sure.
And Harrisburg has regained the lead at 10-9 in set two. In the playback role for Huron, a first appearance for Kirsten DeGeest. Serve received Davis. Set for Carr. Her hit blocked back and blocked right into the middle. I believe that was... Did not see who got that block kill. But Harrisburg goes up 11-9. That might have been Emma Maslink. Serve or a free ball across by Dreyer. Set the tip right into the campfire. Bergenstiff kind of hit that one on the way up. And Harrisburg on a run now, 12-9. They're on a 9-1 run after Huron jumped out to that early lead. Zacharyson takes something off it and going to be another overpass and swatted straight down by Stiff. Stiff with six kills, four in this set. Oh, they're going to call over the net on Stiff, so that's going to be a point for Huron. And it should be, I thought it should be 11-10. I guess it's 12-10. I missed something there. Hit by Harrisburg. Nice dig by Juergens. Hit by Davis. Dug out back row by Harrisburg. Hit left side and find that back line. Kill for Julia Maslink. And it's 13-10 Harrisburg. Meister serving for the Harrisburg Tigers. We're in set two. Harrisburg up 13-10. Serve received Juergens. Set across for Davis. She'll tip over the block. Zachariasen, Meister. Now Maslink will hit through the block. Dug out by Hines. Left side, Davis goes cross court. Meister stays with it. Set back line, just a tip there by Zachariasen. Here unable to play it. Davis will hit to the corner. Meister with the dig. Set ahead. Here's the big hit. Maslink blocked back by Carr. Chloe Carr went up and clubbed that one back. 13-11. Here on back within two. Chloe Carr with her first kill. Knight into the front row as DeGeest comes out. Allie Davis serving for Huron, down 13-11 into the net. 14-11 Harrisburg. Second service error on Huron in this set and four total in the match. Langner in to serve and play back row for Harrisburg, leading 14-11 in set two. Serve receive, Juergens handles it, pass ahead. Knight on the left side, cross court and dumps it in front of Meister. Looks like Meister almost misread that. And Knight will get the kill. That's her second. Here on back within two at 14-12 in set two. And Hilton Hines serving. Hilton into the net. Harrisburg back up three, 15-12. That's three service errors on Huron, including two in a row here in set three. Five service errors total. Julia Maslink will serve for Harrisburg. Off the top of the net, nice play by Juergens. Kept alive Gergen, hit by Knight to the corner. Langner with the dig, the hit, and dropped into the corner. Big time hit there by Leach. Her fourth kill, first of this set. Harrisburg up 16-12 in set number two. Maslink, Julia with the serve. Serve received, kind of shanked, and that'll be an ace for Maslink as Hines could not handle it. And Harrisburg starts to extend the lead now at 17-12. That'll be an ace for Julia Maslink. And a timeout, Harrisburg. We'll take a Huron Community Campus timeout. The credit hours are $40, even though the break here is a 30. 30 on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Back in Harrisburg, I'm Jeff Duffy. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Set one, all Harrisburg 25-5. Huron's trying to hang around here in set two, but Harrisburg is up 17-12, and Huron has burned both timeouts. And off the timeout, again, it's Julia Maslink, the younger of the two sisters, on the serve. And, oh, got it in. A little limbo action there by Hilton Hines. Hilton, this is her reaction. She thought it was out, but the line judge said in. That's an ace for Maslink, 18-12. Harrisburg starting to pull away here in set two. To the corner, there's Juergens. Quick set by Gergen, dug out by Langner. Pass ahead, Zachariasen, cross court. Knight is there. But then on the second hit, again, no communication there. Juergens and Hines let it drop in between, and Harrisburg is pulling away, now up 19-12. Huron had an 8-2 or an 8-3 lead. But Harrisburg just flexing the muscle again. Davis back row, saved by Juergens. Free ball to cross by Meg Moradeth. Harrisburg can set it up. Right side, the tip, block back, Meg Moradeth. Harrisburg stays with it. Free ball by Zachariasen. Juergens sets to the left. The two-hand tip to the corner by Knight. Langner there. Backline attack and hit way out. Maslink, she does get up in the air, but hit that one way wide to the right. 19-13. Huron back within six. Dreyer into the front row for Huron. And Jency Juergens serving for the Huron Tigers. Short serve, and boy, that just handcuffed Maslink. She was right there, and I think it just had a little too much air under it, and she just had trouble coming to timing it and just dropped right at her feet. Second ace for Juergens, 19-14. This time they handle the serve. Back set, right side hit, and that was tipped by Knight, so that'll be a kill for Harrisburg. And I believe that kill goes to Leach. That'll be her fifth. Harrisburg up 20-14 in set two. Leach steps back to serve. Serve received Knight. Bumped ahead across. Make more death. Will go with the hit. Was a block? Nope. Four-hit attack. Did not get over the net. 21-14. Harrisburg 4 points away here in set number two. Kara Leach will serve. Officially her name, Kara Lynn. I was told I can call her either, Kara or Kara Lynn. Set by Juergens. Backline attack. Davis to the corner and shanked by Leach. First time we really went to that. We like to get that back row attack to Davis when we can. First time I remember seeing that tonight, Allie Davis with her second kill. And Huron gets the serve back at 21-15. Addie Knight serving for the Huron Tigers. Back row going down to get it was Maslink. A little trouble at the net. Huron gets control. Set for Meg Moradeth. High off the block. Dug out by Maslink. Back set. Right side. Back row. Knight with the dig. Pass ahead. Knight backline attack to the corner. Harrisburg digs it out. Pass ahead. Backline attack. Harrisburg just going to be a tip. Off the net. Kept alive and free balled by Hines. Set. Here's the left side hit. Wing by Zacharias, and Allie Davis got under it, kept it alive, but it kind of shanked behind her. And Harrisburg goes up 22-15. The scoreboard just went off. Zacharias in her fifth kill, second of this set. The scoreboard now back on. 22-15, Harrisburg looking to close out set two. Juergens back sets. Dreyer with the hit. Right side, cross court, finds the corner. Here I'm playing much better in set two, but still down 22-16. Dreyer with her second kill, both from this set. Rogers serving specialist on for Huron. This will be the rotation where Hilton Hines takes her break as libero. Back row serve receive Meister. Set, here comes Zachariasen, winds up and drills it cross court in front of Knight. And Harrisburg 2 points away at 23-16. Zachariasen, six kills, three in each set, and she's back to serve now for Harrisburg. Jump serve into the net, service error. Huron gets one back, it's 23-17. First service error this set on Harrisburg, and just the second total. Juergens will serve for Huron as she will also play her back row rotations. Dreyer is out. Back to the corner. Serve receive Harrisburg. Back set and tipped by Steph. She jumped too early but was able to control her body enough to get the tip into the campfire. Five kills for Berg and Steph in set two, seven total. And Harrisburg's at set point, 24-17. Meister serving. Back row serve receive Knight. Bumped ahead. Davis off the left side. Cross court. Meister digs. Set to the left, Maslink, cross court, dug out by Knight, saved by Gergen. Going to be a free ball by Carr to the corner. Set from the middle, the tip in the corner, a little indecision. And Huron can't get the deflection over. That'll be a kill for Leach, and Harrisburg will take set number two, 25-17. Harrisburg up, two sets to none. Huron Community Campus timeout, 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
ProClean Plus offers epoxy floor coat for garages, basements, and outdoor patios, as well as commercial and industrial spaces. Call 605-352-5776 to get a free estimate. Let the pros at ProClean Plus help you get a great-looking, durable surface with the epoxy flooring. Locally owned and operated, visit them at 201 Market Street East, or check out their website at ProCleanPlus.net. ProClean Plus is a proud sponsor here on Tiger Sports.
Experience delicious. Experience Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. They specialize in steaks, burgers, seafood, and pasta. Ryan's Hangar can host your party in a private room and offer catering, too. Open Monday through Friday, 4 to 10, Saturday, 4 to 11, and open for lunch every Thursday, 11 to 2, and closed on Sunday. Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge in the Crossroads in downtown Huron.
Adams Quick Lube is your go-to place for convenient, reliable oil changes. Fast, easy, no-pressure oil changes for your family's vehicle. No appointment needed. See them in 1159 Dakota Avenue North or give Adam a call at 352-9325. Adams Quick Lube also has tire repair, batteries, and filters. Locally owned and open at 8 a.m. every day except Sunday. Trust your family vehicle with Adams Quick Lube. 1159 Dakota Avenue North, Adams Quick Lube is a proud sponsor of Tiger Sports.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Jeff Duffy back in Harrisburg. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. In double A, Lincoln up over Pier. One set to none, 25-16. Looks like they're about ready to take set two. Washington up on Aberdeen. Two sets to none, 25-15 and 4. That's all I have on the scoreboards from AA here. Harrisburg up two sets to none, 25-5 and 17. And that's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. So Huron played better in that second set. We're able to make some plays, forced Harrisburg to make some errors, but boy, Harrisburg just so many weapons. And doesn't really matter who's at the front net. You know, a lot of focus goes on Zachariasen, but when she's out of the front row, they're just business as usual with plenty of other attackers. So we go to the third set. Getting the final lineup checks. Again, homecoming tomorrow in Huron. Parade at 2 o'clock. Tailgate, music parent tailgate. I believe it's pork loin sandwiches or pulled pork sandwiches. That starts at 5:30 at Tiger Stadium. 7 o'clock kickoff, Sturgis at Huron, and we'll be on the air 6:30 pregame tomorrow here on Tiger. Harrisburg will open with the serve here to begin set number three, and Zachariasen will have the opening serve instead of Kokenge. Zachariasen gets set three underway, shanked by Knight, chased down by Hines, freeballed by Davis. Little flat pass, Harrisburg gets to it, hit cross court, nice dig by Knight, overpass, and the battle at the net won by Bergen Stiff. She went up there with Carr, and Stiff able to get the kill, 1-0 lead, Harrisburg. Eighth kill for Bergen Stiff to lead everybody in that category. Zachariasen serves, serve receive Hines. Back set Carr, right side, taps it back row. Zachariasen set. Zachariasen with the back line attack, but just tipped it. Returned by Juergens. Set in the middle. Here's the big hit, and that will handcuff Hines in the back row. Stiff, another kill. She's got nine, and it's 2-0 Harrisburg in set number three. Got a game ball on the floor there, so we'll take care of that before we serve it. Zachariasen with the serve for Harrisburg. Hines handles it in the back row. Set in the middle. Carr has it blocked and then slaps it back at the net. Block kill at the net for Harrisburg. And going to say that was Stiff again, although I'm not 100% who got that block. I see some of the scoreboard not working, so I can't rely on that. Serve received Juergens. Kept alive by Knight. Hit across by Davis. Goes wide right. Harrisburg off to the quick start again here at 4-0. 4-0 lead Harrisburg in set three. They're up two sets to none. Zachariasen sends it to the corner. There's Juergens. Juergens comes out, bumps it ahead. Going to be free balled across by Davis. Zachariasen digs, back set, right side hit in the middle, and the Knight can't come up with the dig. Keegan with her second kill. 5-0 Harrisburg. This is how we started the match. Harrisburg getting a lead built quickly here in set three. Zachariasen, back row. There's Juergens. Set Juergens with the back set and flip back over by Harrisburg. Huron gets control and Davis gets it across. Jam Samuels with the dig. Bumped to left side hit. Mass link dug out by Knight. Set for Davis, left side, blocked back by Harrisburg. Keegan with the kill. Her first block kill, third kill total, and Harrisburg up 6-0 here in set number three. Zachariasen looks to keep momentum going. Serve receive Hines, chased down by Huron, but then third hit and just a little trying to do too much there that time. Hines and Carr bumped into each other. Huron's going to have to take a timeout, down 7-0 in set three. Huron Community Campus timeout. They offer classes for $40 per credit hour. It's a 30-second break, though, on Dakota Sports.
Insurance review with Lane Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
I'm Jeff Duffy in Harrisburg tonight. High school volleyball, top-ranked Harrisburg, flexing some muscle. They're up two sets to none and up 7-0 here in set number three. Zachariasen again with the serve. And goes long. A little limbo action there by Addie Knight. Let it go over her shoulder. Service error for Harrisburg, their third of the night. One in each set. And Huron on the board. 7-1. Serve receive Meister, bumped ahead by Samuels. Left side, mass link, dug out by Knight, set back to her. Knight hits off the left side, blocked at the net. Block kill for Stiff, who's having a big night. 8-1, Harrisburg. Meister will serve for Harrisburg, wearing the white top tonight as the libero. Back row, Davis on serve receive, back set, Carr hits right side down the line. Nice dig by Meister, going to be tipped by Masalink. dug out by Juergens. Overpass. Here comes Harrisburg again. Hit through the block. Give the kill to Leach. Leach now with 7 kills. And Harrisburg up 9-1. And going to have a couple of new girls come into the game as Reagan Bischoff, the ninth grader, will come in. Presumably, she'll take over setting duties. And also checking in for Huron is Kyla Pesky. Serve into the net. Service error. Second one. That's both of Huron's points as Meister has the service error. 9-2 Harrisburg in set three. Meg Moradeth into the front row as Carr comes off. Served by Hines. Overpass hit back by Knight. Finds the corner. That time the error by Harrisburg from the back row. And the overpass went right up to Knight, who took advantage and swatted it back. Third kill for Addy. 9-3 Harrisburg. Hines serving for Huron. Serve receives Zachariasen. Back set. Right side hit. Drilled right in front of Hines. Keegan coming alive here in set three. She has 4 kills, 3 in this set. It's 10-3, Harrisburg. Langner in to serve and play back roll for the Harrisburg Tigers. Serve to the corner. Hilton Hines is there. Set. Left side. Just going to be a tip by Knight. Tip the hit. There's a king-size swing by Maslink. She had the leap time perfectly. Samuels delivered the set in. Let's get out of the way, because that was ripped. 11-3, Harrisburg. Langner into the net, service error, 11-4. Harrisburg's lead at 7. Now Gergen will check back in, as will Dreyer and Pesky and Pesky and Bischoff came off. Serve received, set over to the left. Maslink will just go with the tip right tonight. Back set, Dreyer off that right pin, blocked by Maslink. Here comes Huron again. Dreyer off the left side, through the block. Nice dig by Meister. Back line of Jack Zacharias, a nice dig by Hines. Here's the set, but nobody there in position. I think they're going to call a double hit on Meg Moradeth trying to get the set. 12-4 Harrisburg here in set three. Checking in for Harrisburg is Kennedy Kokenge. And she will serve. Serve received Davis off the net. And Jensi Gergen couldn't make a play on it. That'll be an ace for Harrisburg. 13-4. They're up by 9. Kokenge has her third ace of the night. Serve played by Hines. Gergen back sets. Right side hit Knight. Block tip back by Harrisburg. Huron gets control. Back line attack. Davis goes long. And Harrisburg up 10, 14-4. Kokenge continues with the service for Harrisburg. Into the net, another service error. 4 service errors on Harrisburg this set. Harrisburg up 14-5. Addy Knight serving for the Huron Tigers. The sophomore, transfer from James Valley Christian. Serve receive, track down the hit by Zachariasen through the Huron block. Kill for Gabby. 15-5, Harrisburg back up by 10. First kill this set for Zachariasen, and she has 7 total now. Leach serving for Harrisburg. Played by Davis, set by Gergen. Meg Moradeth tried to almost look like she grabbed it and threw it, and it ended up going into the net anyway. Aaron at 16-5, Harrisburg. Leach on the serve again for Harrisburg. Serve received by Davis, set back to her, hit off the left side, over the high hands, and then mishandled by Kokenge.
Ellie Davis with the kill, and it's 16-6. Davis has three kills, one in each set. And serving specialist, Haley Rogers on for Huron. Rogers over to the right, shanked by Langner. Nice save, though, by Samuels, and Zachariasen puts it across, and Huron in the net. Well, that was a pretty good serve by Rogers, just well played by Harrisburg. 17-6, Harrisburg up 11. A sparse student body, to say the least, by Harrisburg tonight, considering they're playing at home. Harrisburg serving, back row, serve received Davis, back set. And Dreyer coming to the right side. There's a nice pancake save by Dreyer. Going to be tipped by Zachariasen and misplayed on the dig by Davis. Great play by Meister. That was a pancake dig. Zachariasen will get the kill on basically just a tip. 18-6, Harrisburg closing in on the sweep. Serve to the corner. Serve receive Hines. Set. Davis with the hit. Through the block but out. No touch. No touch. 19-6, Harrisburg. Harrisburg got a block on it, but they say no touch. And Samuels will serve again for Harrisburg. Corner, there's Allie Davis. Back set, Dreyer on the right side. Takes something off it. There's another pancake save by Kokenge, and then they drop it in the campfire. Kokenge, a great play, and then Harrisburg just dumps it in the middle. And Harrisburg up 20-6. Now they're going to say that Kokenge did have the ball hit the floor. So it is a point for Huron, and it's 19-7. And Kokenge, I think she's got a smile on her face. She's not arguing it, so I think she knew it hit the floor but thought she got away with it initially. It's 19-7. Juergens with the serve. Serve receive. Here's the big hit. Blocked by Carr. Harrisburg gets under it. Zachariasen leans in and drills it cross court. Harrisburg 20, Huron 7 in set 3. 9 kills for Gabby Zachariasen, 3 in each set. Now she's back to serve for Harrisburg. She's got the verbal commit to University of South Dakota. She is a junior. Set to the left, into the net goes Allie Davis. 21-7, Harrisburg, air there by Huron. Zachariasen will serve as Harrisburg closing in on the win. Knight can't handle it on the serve receive. That'll be an ace for Zachariasen. 22-7, Harrisburg. First ace for Zachariasen. 22-7 and 3 points away for Harrisburg. Serve receive Knight, bumped by Gergen. Davis on the left side to the corner, too strong, hitting air. And Harrisburg 2 points away now at 23-7. Zachariasen again with the serve. Serve received Knight, pass ahead. Juergens, the tip over the middle by Davis. Set and the tip in the middle by Stiff. Huron digs it out, quick set across. They'll call the double hit on Gergen. And that puts Harrisburg at match point, 24-7. So Zachariasen serving at match point 1. To the corner and shanked by Knight, an ace for Zachariasen, and Harrisburg completes the sweep here tonight. The final, Harrisburg wins on your Curtis Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. 25-5, 17-7, Harrisburg 7-0, Huron drops to 4-5. Gary Zell Auto Glass post game show is next. We'll take this Huron Community Campus timeout of 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Proud to sponsor the Huron Tigers. The doctors and staff at the Huron Eye Clinic are committed to providing quality service and products to their patients in Huron and surrounding areas. The Huron Eye Clinic offers comprehensive eye exams, contact lens exams, infant C screenings, LASIK consultations, ocular disease services, and pediatric eye care. Stop in at the office at 1288 Dakota Avenue South to make an appointment or call the Huron Eye Clinic today
at 605-352-4181.
Visit Sun Gold Sports in downtown Huron at Center Plaza or online at sungoldsports.com. Or call Stephanie at Sun Gold Sports at 605-554-0248. Screen printing, embroidery, custom apparel, awards, banners, and sporting goods. Sun Gold Sports, 289 Dakota Avenue South, Center Plaza in Huron.
This is Matt Sibley with Brian J. Davidson Insurance Agency in Huron. You changed thousands of diapers, cut up hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose, because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Brian Davidson will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call today, because like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Post Game Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Post-game begins. It's all Harrisburg tonight as they win it 25-5, 17-7. Harrisburg stays undefeated at 7-0. Huron drops to 4-5. Coach Lean already up here, so we'll take another timeout of 2 minutes. Come back and visit with the coach next 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
At Olympic Chevrolet in Huron, count on an experienced staff. Count on a knowledgeable staff. At Olympic Chevrolet, count on a helpful and friendly staff. So whether you're in the market for a brand new vehicle or a used, dependable vehicle, count on the staff at Olympic Chevrolet to help you get the vehicle that best fits your needs. Olympic Chevrolet, call them at 605-352-6411. See them at 500 4th Street Northeast in Huron or go online at olympicgmc.com. Drive off the lot today with the vehicle that you've been dreaming about from Olympic Chevrolet.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
And we're back in Harrisburg as the Harrisburg Tigers flex a little muscle and they defeat our Huron Tigers tonight in straight sets. Huron Tiger coach Josh Lean joins us here. And coach, we kind of knew this team had the possibilities there. And boy, oh boy, did they make plays. It doesn't matter who's in the front row. They just got weapons.
No, and all of their kids are talented, right? They're all big. They're talented. And they control the ball fairly well. Obviously, they came out the gate swinging hard. They are as advertised, right? And that's the reason that they're going to really make a run at this thing in 2024. So the reality is We really tried to work on staying quick with our sets, keeping them as off guard as we could. The reality is, you know, Sam's playing on one foot today because she bunged up an ankle yesterday. I thought she was pretty gutsy today, trying to get off the floor and help us out. And our floor defense was really working hard to try to speed up our defensive game to try to keep up with them because, you know, obviously their hitters just have so much range and more range than any of our hitters, you know, on a scout team can help us understand. And so we were really trying to make things work. And obviously, you know, Harrisburg's got plenty of talent on their side, hence why, you know, I think Nebraska's here watching them play, and they got eighth graders starting and ninth graders starting, and they're going to be tough to beat for a long time.
You know, and, you know, I felt the first set was just deer in the headlights. Give the girls credit. They built a lead, kept themselves in that second set. But, you know, it's just kind of baby steps there, you know, with the inexperience we have and what they have going on. So bottom line is, you know, I thought we did some positive things there, at least in the second set. You know, those are some things that you can work with.
Those are things that we can work with. I see that. You know, and again, we couldn't put it all together at the same time. I thought Allie Davis took some hard swings on the outside pin throughout the match. Chloe Carr got a few really good block touches today, and even Rory came alive on that back pin with a little confidence near the end, but none of it was strung together simultaneously. Credit a little bit to our serve in set two. We kind of got back to our bread and butter, which is aggressive serving. We mixed it up and threw them for a little bit of a loop and got them on a system for a change, and they weren't able to just pound the ball our direction, which lightened up the load on our defense a little bit. So if we could continue to figure out how to piece those things together a little bit more consistent, you know, we're going to be able to play with some of these better teams. And we got some work to do. There's no doubt about it. Coaching in homecoming week is tough, but coming to Harrisburg is equally as tough. And now we're going to turn around and we got two matches that hopefully we can stay healthy for and play hard next week, one on the road up in Aberdeen and the other one at home in against Brookings, and two matches that I think we're capable, if we put it together, to win. And so our focus now on the bus ride home has to be dim the lights a little bit, because at the end of the day, this was a good match. You know, this was a match against a good team, and now we got to come together and really work on putting ourselves in a position to win next week.
You know, get a little rest this weekend, and then hopefully the girls go up to Aberdeen thinking maybe, you know, they got us in that five in that marathon match with a 34, 32, 33, 31, whatever it was. So hopefully they want to say, you know what, we want to return the favor.
Yeah, I think we feel like we've got a good shot, and if we can continue to just get a little bit better every day like we have been, we're going to serve Aberdeen out of the gym. That's one of our games, a part of the game that's gotten more aggressive in the last 2 weeks since we've seen them. So feel like if we can capitalize on that, we're going to make them even more one-dimensional and give us a chance to win. Now, the other part of that is our ball control has to be tight so that Sam and Chloe can really stay involved. The quicker we can set the ball to Aurora, the better chances we have to score. Kind of sound like a broken record, because that's going to be our chance to succeed. But yeah, we really, I think both Aberdeen and Huron know it's going to be a good match, and hopefully we can stay loose enough to win it this time instead of taking down in five.
I know you need to get down and talk to the girls just quickly. Jency Gergen is our Sun Gold Sports Player of the Game. Visit them downtown Huron in Center Plaza or online at sungoldsports.com. Jency, yep. Still learning that a little bit. You know, it's kind of intimidating there when you're a 5'6", 5'7", setter, probably liberally on the height against a 6-foot setter, but you know, she hung in there, had a pair of kills, had a couple of aces, had them scrambling a bit with their serving.
She did, and you know, equal to the task to try to play defense against some of that too in the back row. So got to have all facets of her game going, and I thought she gave us a really solid effort, and really has been working to try to be that positive voice and that person who finds a way to help her team score. And so today, without really a humongous shining opportunity on the other side of the net against Harrisburg, I thought Jency did a really good job of giving us that chance in set two, so that way we could compete a little bit and try to hang in with Harrisburg, which is going to be tough for anybody to do. But I'm pleased with set two's effort today. Hopefully we can continue to string them together and get better every day.
Josh Lean, head coach of the Huron Tigers, will take a timeout of 2 minutes here on the Gary Zell Auto Glass post game and run down the final stats and wrap it up here from Harrisburg. It is 4 minutes after 8 o'clock, KIJV, AM-FM Huron. This is Dakota Sports.
Is your way to get supplement to your calves? Check out liquid supplements available from Dakota Land Feeds. They have a variety of options available to meet specific needs of your cattle and your operation. All their liquid supplements are made to order when